Australia's latest military power will be unmanned, with the federal government committing to a fleet of kamikaze drones. The single-use weapons usually target troops, but defence chiefs are saying they will be used as a deterrent.
Slowed down and heading skywards, tonight this newly declassified defence vision shows Australia's first foray into kamikaze drones.
They give our soldiers even more firepower on the battlefield, and they've been used to devastating effect in Ukraine.
The Switchblade 300 drone is produced by US company AeroVironment. Weighing less than 2 kilograms, they have a range of 30 kilometres and 20 minutes, with speeds of up to 160 kilometres an hour.
But at between $90,000 and $120,000 hit, it's a very expensive way of doing that.
We've been very clear that we see the biggest arms build-up in the region since 1945.
The drones are common on battlefields in Ukraine, but no longer being purchased by the US military. And as anti-personnel weapons, they'd have a limited impact in a conflict on the waters in our region.
It does nothing to tanks, it does nothing to any armoured vehicles. It is a very expensive way for a soft kill.
America is now running a counter-drone military university out of Oklahoma, using jamming and live rounds.
We are seeing service members from all branches. We also train federal agencies as well as allied and partner nations.
The government won't say how many drones they'll acquire or how much they'll spend, insisting that would give an advantage to our adversaries.
The pilotless pilot program begins in November. Charles Croucher, Nine News.